Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello there.
Avec Véronica.
In 2 weeks time, it will be midsummer and I'm still wearing thick sweaters. But then everything is topsy-turvy this year. Not helped by the electrically driven X-Man spatting with the big guy who wears long ties. Under different circumstances, it would be quite funny. But it just seems that nobody's agreeing with anybody on anything. Everyone's talking about Mounjaro, Ozempic and Wegovy, have you noticed? How do they come up with these names? To me, they sound like some recently discovered species of jungle animal. But for the 1 billion people living with obesity, these weight loss jabs may well be a solution. But it's the people who just want to shed a few kilos who are agonizing whether to go down that route to suppress their appetites so that they can be beach ready. Newspapers desperate to hang on to their dwindling readership latch on to all our insecurities by offering loads of lifestyle advice, aimed largely at the over 40s because the young don't read papers anymore, toned health gurus telling us that lifting weights, drinking green juices and doing a few tummy crunches should do the trick. And the burning question this week was, should a woman wear a bikini at 65? Or, when is the right time to install a stair lift? I would say running up and down our Valonet landscape is a jolly good way to keep off the kilos, especially if you don't want to give up wine, cheese, tarte aux pommes, which make life worth living. Another solution which works for me is to have lots of distractions, be it clearing out cupboards or sifting through photo archives. But preferably going out, leaving the house, far away from the temptations of the fridge. And if you catch most of this week's events, you will barely have time to eat at all, apart from those events that invite you to do so. Starting with a bit of Renaissance purity and calm on Friday the 13th, an organ recital at the Church of Terrobe with the Ensemble Vocal Elata and organist Ludovic Pastoreau at 8:30. Then on Saturday, Le Coq Sportif will be ruffling its feathers. At La Romieux from 9:30, there's an 8K walk and a couple of treks. One is 3K, the other 17. And over at Brignons, at 4 o'clock, they have one trail of 12.2 kilometers and the other almost a half marathon at 24.5. You will be so ripped by the end of that. And it doesn't really matter if it rains because you're not going to be wearing your weekend best anyhow. Unlike all those opera-loving Brits at Glyndebourne Garsington and other country house venues who are hoping to fine dine on their picnic rugs amid popping champagne corks in the interval. But it's no fun when it's wet. At least the performance is indoors. At Opera Holland Park, which prides itself on being accessible to all, eschewing the fancy black tie and evening dress code, preferring the more comfy layering couture, they have to give you blankets to withstand the coolness of the evening because you are surrounded by the plein air. If the weather holds up chez nous, you have a day of activities at Bouillac, with a concours de pêche, vide-grenier, short walk and a bit of food and wine on offer. There's the escargolade at La Motte-Goise, the snails being a starter of two menus. And despite the name, they won't be serving at a snail's pace because DJ Jerome is going to want to get you onto the dance floor ASAP. Another place you can dance is Serran, and specifically Latin dancing. At 7, you step on the dance floor knowing nothing, and an hour later, after some intense tuition, you will be performing. And that's a very enjoyable way to burn up calories. But if you prefer to watch the professionals doing wonderful arabesques, may I suggest the Cinéma Sénéchal at Lectoure for a performance streamed straight from London's Covent Garden on Saturday at 8. You will need to book through the tourist office. A gorgeous show called Ballet to Broadway. There'll be cocktails and nibbles, and for this I think you should definitely put on the Ritz, like every self-respecting Broadway baby. And you can round off the weekend on Sunday with some uplifting gospel music at 5:30 at Condom Cathedral.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hallelujah.
www.dfm930.com.